Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com, DebatePhysics.com also. But geez, the debate is so ragged. There's just no point. You can't really debate anything with these people. They can't stay on the subject. Ugh, it's just... And it's just gratuitous insult. There's nothing here that goes, that says anything at all. So anyway, that's typical. Alright. So this guy says, he also claims that force bits go through each other. Ha ha, woot. All right, so this is obviously Farley, the woot guy. No, it's not what I what I claim is that in purely momentum-based collisions that are elastic, none of the energy gets used up in any cancellations, and so what you end up with is the same thing as you had when whatever goes in is going to come out again. So whether you think things go right through each other or whether you think they bounce off of each other, it doesn't matter because the outcome will be the same as if they missed each other. The outcomes are all the same outcome. You can't tell one from the other. That's what I said, liar. All right, that sounds like magic to you. Well, of course it would sound like it to you because you're too stupid to understand a concept that simple. Yeah, I mean, I just illustrated it for you. There's only three things. Oh, this can happen, you know, where they miss each other. This can happen where they reflect off of each other. Or this can happen where... Oh, wait a minute. There's only two choices are reflecting. Oh, yeah, going through each other. They just pass through each other. So what's the difference? You tell me, what's the difference in the universe? What's the difference in the outcome? Oh, that's right, there isn't one. Oh, fuck. All right, then Brozo, what this is. It sounds like Gary is describing rules of a board game he made up. Yeah, that's exactly, I can give you a quote from Richard Feynman. Okay, so yeah, that's exactly the job of a scientist, is basically to describe the board game. Describe the pieces and how they move. That's exactly what Feynman was doing. That's exactly what physicists do. That's exactly what scientists do. You stupid fuck. I don't know. Should we bother with this reply? No. Well, why not? Yeah. How about third connect four? Okay, so again, you know, Richard Feynman conceded that, well, it all could be a giant checkerboard with very simple rules. It's just that there's a lot of it. He said things like this. So you're insulting your own theory, fuckhead. You're insulting your own scientist, douchebag. All right, anyway. So John Walker, this is, I mean, this starts so funny. At the university. He's not at a university. It's some web page. He calls the university. I mean, too funny. We teach our students. Well, this has got to be bizarre. What are your students? A bunch of little Klan members? You know, what's your university? I just too big a joke. I mean, what kind of bizarre lunatics would send a kid to this lunatic to get instructed on anything? This free energy nut. Okay, about causality. So he's a capital letter and behold user. Being one of the very, very basics of physics. Yes, I have two interactions. Interactions and the word cause and the word interaction are really about the same thing. Okay, it's almost like they're synonyms. Do you know what a synonym is? Yeah, they're like synonyms, retard. Without causality, there cannot be any physics. Yeah, exactly. Without properties that are divergent, that create different outcomes. You have to have a different outcome or there's no such thing as an event. You stupid fucks. Oh, these people are just so fucking dumb. When we talk about energy, we teach that it's F equals MA. And then it's work equals force times distance. Whatever the distance is, yeah, you're flying through space, the distance is going to be a lot different than if you're driving a car. I don't know, I don't know, distance. No, it's actually force times time. You're in the force. How long is the force being applied? That's all that matters. So you can't even get these formulas correct. In 1842, Julius Robert Mayer discovered the law of conservation of energy. I mean, what an insane fucking lie that Descartes talked about the conservation of energy. So again, just such a lie. Newton was perfectly aware of it. Galileo, all of them. What a pile of shit to say some asshole in 1842 has said something about it. I mean, so what? It's already a proven fact that in 1742, the Charlotte woman was also convinced that there was conservation of energy. In its most compact form, it is now called the first law of thermodynamics. Energy is neither created or destroyed. Well, clearly they have changed that concept in the sense that they have disappearing mass, which, you know, obviously is, you know, you have to wonder. But yes, they recreate new mass at the same rate they destroy the old mass. So, you know, I guess it works out, the conventional theory. But again, and wherein, you know, I've only argued for this and pointed out Descartes said it, okay, in 1625 or something. All right, so, you know, you don't have a jump on me, moron. I'm the one defending conservation of energy shit for brain. You're the one who thinks there can be two definitions of energy. And you think one of them has something to do with 10-ton trains going 5 miles an hour having twice as much energy as 10-ton trains going 5 miles an hour, and yet you will never show a single experiment where you ever get more energy out of the faster train. Ever. Ambrosio can't even make that experiment happen. And when he tried to make it happen, he basically proved the point. 19 to 11, remember? 19 to 11. Okay, not even close to 1.4. Not even in the ballpark of 1.4. All right. I always feel like he Herms himself in commits to ideas or claims too quickly. Oh, what a pile of shit. It's only been 10 fucking years. Okay, there's been nothing quick about it, but whatever. Not as placeholders. I mean, this is just such, you know, let's not talk about any of the subjects. Let's just talk about this insulting crap. Okay, you're an ugly little short fat putz. No doubt you smell. Okay, not as placeholders, but as they really are fundamental truths. There has to be some. The whole point is to describe them. And the second point is to realize, yeah, there's no computers, you know, on the tiny universe. Yeah, there aren't any. There's no iPads. You know, there's electrons and protons. Simple, dumb things. With any particular reason other than it makes sense to him. Well, of course, that's a pretty fucking good reason that it logically fits the outcome of the experiments and explains how the experiment did what it did. I think that's the fucking ambition, retard. You're the one who keeps saying, you know, you've proved otherwise with chicanery and bullshit. Again, you still haven't explained how Professor Lewin's cart could possibly weigh twice as much. Why don't you answer my criticism? Why don't you detail how you can find any possibility, any reasonable belief, any reason for a logical person to think that cart could be twice as massive? All right. And anyone who can't see that is a fool. Well, you're certainly a fool. He convinces himself to the point that he can no longer contemplate any other possibility. So the whole video to Franklin was frankly me giving every benefit of the doubt. Well, okay, let me try to make it make sense, but here's the reasons why I can't make it make sense. So I provided the reasoning. Ether doesn't work. Geometrically, you can't make an infinite number of straight lines, you know, which, you know, any direction. Things couldn't move in any direction. In a matrix of structure. It just doesn't matter how you make your matrix, you can't make straight lines in it. There's no checkerboard where all the lines are the same length. You can't do it. The squares don't allow it. And if you make it out of circles, it doesn't allow it. You're still stuck with non-straight lines. I'm sure we have been guilty of of this at some point, but usually learn to be more cautious. Whatever, fuck you. This idiot thinks Lenz's law is controlling photons, that somehow photons are magnetic. You know, they're inducing magnetic fields. I mean, you're thinking all kinds of horseshit, fuckhead. Seems to make sense to you when it's absolute bullshit. Sure, he thinks with his claims. Sure, he tinkers. Oh, okay. With his claims. Well, you know, you want to use, you know, disparaging language, I can do the same thing to you, you little Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell, Tinkerbell, Brozo the Tinkerbell. Ding, ding. I could even write a little song about little Tinker Brozo. Okay. You're such a little man. Okay, but I doubt he could contemplate even the mere possibility the universe doesn't do any of the things he has conceived himself it must. Well, I obviously can't conceive of a universe where some things have been well established, the existence of them. All right, and you're saying I should easily conceive what a bent geodesic is and how electrons somehow can see the bent geodesic. I'm an electron. I see that the geodesic is bent and that I have to go that way. That might make sense to you, but I say fuck that. Yeah, that's too fucking retarded. You might as well believe in Smokey the Bear. Okay, it's because too important to him, I think. So this is all just more, just such a waste of time. These just litany of personal insults. Fuck you, you short, fat little turd. He generally seems to think there are going to be statues of him that will go down in history as the great mind everybody ignored. Again, facts are facts. If 1/2 mv squared is, as I claim it to be, complete fallacious crap, that it never had a good day in its life, that it should never have been accepted because the argument sucked, okay, and it was always garbage. Well, frankly, if all the physicists fell for it, and somebody comes along and proves every single physicist was really stupid. I mean, it's so obviously bullshit. Two answers to the same question. What's energy? Well, it's momentum. Or on Thursdays, it's kinetic energy. I mean, it's really so fucking stupid. So, yes, of course, that person's going to be rather outstanding. Okay, outstanding. They're going to stand as being... Well, obviously they had something you didn't have. And then I can just go on and on about my other accomplishments, which I figured out what the two slit experiment is doing. That's about point sources. So you really think there's some doubt, okay, after all the stuff I've brought up, you think there's some doubt that the surfaces aren't the controlling, the distance between the surfaces isn't the controlling feature in the double slit experiment. You think there's some reason to doubt that now, still. Now, that's an explanation that just wipes out Copenhagen. It wipes out so much bullshit, you know, that it's really a four-source experiment. That's the simple explanation. It has nothing to do with two waves. It has to do with four sources. You don't believe that? After all the fucking arguments I've made, you're going to still say that you think there's some possibility this has something to do with fucking two waves? I can't believe you're that stupid. Anyway. I'm sure it would make a great movie. Well, except for the part where you're in it. Yeah, that part's going to suck. You in Woathead. You know, you, the trolls, the little group of you know, underachieving, fat, stupid morons. Yeah, that are the adversaries. Oh, God. Yeah, it's going to be a David and Goliath with the ugliest goddamn Goliath there could exist, okay, which is you farts. All right, to some extent, I sympathize. Well, you can shove that up your ass. I don't sympathize with you in any way, shape, or form. You are deserving of, you know, whatever you fucking get, you fucking cunt, you lying sack of smelly, dirty shit. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking we are definitely right about something. Oh, yeah, like evolution. Oh, God, facepalm. No, it's not a trap. There is a truth, and there is a preponderance of the evidence. I'm clearly arguing the preponderance of the evidence is that fucking momentum works just fine. You don't need 1/2 mv squared. It doesn't fix anything that was broken. That's what the evidence shows, fuckhead. All right, even if we cannot really know what certainty, we can convince ourselves we are not if we're not careful. So again, just these ambiguous accusations when he has dopey theories that don't add up. So go ahead. I mean, sure, I you know, your videos are so bad that there's, you know, it's almost you know, it's creepy to even debunk them. These are so creepily, you know, you have your fucking poo smear video, you know, claiming Lenz's law. It's just so bad. I mean, and here you are, you know, telling other people to be careful. You might say something wacky and stupid. I mean, fuck you, you wacky, you stupid moron. All right, the longer we think about it and subconsciously squeeze bits of the jigsaw pieces to make them fit, the harder we probably become to be honest with ourselves and start again. So this is just such a profile in moron. Yeah, why don't you take your own fucking goddamn advice and think a little harder on the subject of 1/2 mv² and realize Leibniz never made a physical argument. He never pointed to anything physical as a reason to believe beyond the fact that, well, you have to lift something 4 times higher to get twice the velocity. That's it. He doesn't have any other physics to explain why we should believe 1/2 mv², right? The half wasn't even there, you moron. Anyway, to accept that we have as mere mortals, fuck all this stuff. Welcome to Earth. To accept that we are mere mortals and nothing much to leave behind to justify our existence. Welcome to Earth. What the fuck does any of that crap have to do with this? You either make logical arguments or you don't. And you don't make logical counter-arguments. Again, you haven't diagrammed a lever. You're not going to argue with my wall and pressure argument. There's no way you're going to say that, oh yeah, this wall moving twice as fast has twice as much energy as both walls moving half as fast. Go ahead, make sense out of your argument that that's a truth, you fucking cunt. All right, prime example of Gary's being dishonest with himself is the time he gave a clear explanation of how bars of polarized filter cause what he called broken photons. Yeah, and I still claim that's exactly correct. When they scrape off. Yeah, the phase is changed. When you change the phase, you break the photon. So all the bits are still there. They're just in the wrong position. That's it. So the polarizing filter does not destroy any photons. It doesn't destroy any of the bits of the photon. Only a tiny percentage actually hit something and discontinue their voyage as material objects. So, you know, 98% of the photons get through the filter. 98% of the momentum. But it's out of phase. All right, when they scrape off, in other words, some of the constituent parts of the photon in one orientation, but let it through in all the parts of the photon. If they are oriented the same way as the bars, so they can slip through the gap. So again, I've conceded that argument, okay? I mean, my first description of polarization, okay, was that, yeah, it just sort of makes sense. If it's polarized this way, okay, it goes through bars that are in the same orientation, like a Frisbee. Okay, but the truth is that means the two dimensions are perpendicular to each other. So if you're going to scattering something this way, okay, when you have polarization in that direction, maintains your capacity to be reconstructed. But if I scatter you this way, then I can't use a filter going this way to reconstruct you. That's the liability. So, yeah, I've already explained this. But, okay, so you haven't, the tinkering you complained about before, you haven't recognized that I tinkered that argument and said, yes, it's true, that it's easier to get through the bars if they're going this way to your polarization this way, because it maintains, it all it does is make this bigger. It just makes the gap, the length of your polarization longer, because you're spreading in the same direction you're already spread in, which is better than spreading in the opposite direction. But whatever. I mean, at least it's on a physics subject, so at least this paragraph is talking about physics, but it's clearly not a very good paraphrase of my argument. All right, if they are oriented the same way as the bar, so they slip through the gaps without breaking the photon into pieces that can be later reconstructed, exactly, into complete photons again. Yes, they're put back into phase. It's just a phase argument. You're by scattering the fucking bits of the photon, you're changing the path length, and you're just going to either restore the path length or not into a full wavelength of difference. So you're either going to put them back in phase or they're all out of phase. And there's a 50-50 chance that any time you throw these little bits at a wall, that they're either heading towards being in phase or they're heading towards being out of phase. That's the 50-50 part. If they happen to be in the right place at the right time. Yeah, the right phase. Oh, fuck. The strangest part of that claim is how easy he changed his explanation for how it worked when he discovered some weeks later that polarizing filters actually block photons in the plane that he always assumed let photons through. So again, what's the problem? Yes, the theory improved. That's a good thing, fuckhead. Okay, anyway. I didn't phrase him at all that his entire theory on that matter was in the dumpster. It didn't phase him at that time that his entire theory was in the dumpster. Well, it clearly wasn't in the dumpster. It's still the same argument that all you're doing is changing the phase. So when do you think you're going to figure that out? I mean, I could say with, I think, complete confidence that a polarizing filter does not absorb any energy. It does not consume any substantial amount. And that it doesn't, in fact, destroy any photons or interfere with them or consume them in any way. And they actually all get through the filter. And it's just that half of them are in a form that you can't see anymore. It doesn't mean they're still not there. The bits are still there. They're just out of phase, and you can't see it when it's out of phase. Just as when I jam a radio signal, you can't get it on your tuner anymore. Doesn't mean the radio signal isn't in space. Doesn't mean it still isn't hitting the antenna. It just means you can't tune it in. That's the argument, and I don't think you're ever okay going to counter it. And clearly, the conventional theory is absolute bullshit. All right, he just convinced himself he could still force it to work by drawing tons of arrows showing all the bits that were previously told to be broken by the bars. All I did was change two dimensions. You know, I just said, oh, wait a minute, it's not about being in the same plane. It's about being in the opposite plane, because what you want to do is get deflected in the same plane you're moving in. So, yes, it's better to stay in two dimensions than to be forced into a third dimension, is the argument. The simpler mechanism is to stay in the two dimensions. Okay, well, anyway. I mean, this is just such crap. While those pesky gaps were previously told allowed photons to pass unbroken, well, now they were magically breaking the photons by some convoluted process of arrows going. So there's nothing convoluted about it. Again, it's just saying that the edges of any surface, and so a polarizing film is basically just a diffraction gradient times 5, you know, mega. And so you're really just saying there's lots and lots and lots of surfaces. And all you're really saying is that the photons have to interact with those surfaces. And so the surfaces are in one dimension. And clearly the interaction is going to be in one dimension. I mean, the photons are all hitting a linear line, and they're either going to be deflected this way and this way, or they're going to be deflected this way and this way. I think it's obvious that if electrons are scattering something because electrons are on a surface, that it's going to be this way and that way. All right. Anyway, by some convoluted process. So there's nothing convoluted about the arrows. It's just simple understanding that the electrons are held to a surface. They have a pressure attaching them to a surface, and that they're going to have momentum. The influence they're going to impose is going to tend to be in the direction of their linear arrangement. Well, I don't. Probably better ways to say it, but it doesn't matter. All right, makes no sense whatsoever, but it satisfied him. So again, you say it doesn't make any sense. That's not much of a standard, because you're too stupid to think it doesn't make any sense for you to claim a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour has twice as much energy as a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour. You're too stupid to figure out that that doesn't make sense. All right, in other words, the details weren't important. The explanation worked last week. So this is just, you could say this to any physicist who did any tiny little change to their fundamental theory to make it work better. Okay, yes, I'm guilty of that. But again, it wasn't some overhaul. It wasn't like I went from being black to being white. So again, this is just such a bullshit argument. The logic of explanation could be thrown out at a heartbeat. So again, the logic wasn't thrown out. It was just one misunderstanding of dimensions. And again, all of this has to be truly understood, that the universe functions in three dimensions. But the fact is, you can't draw three dimensions easily. And so a lot of these conversations are always limited because we don't have the advantage of being able to model a three-dimensional world easily. So I do it again with the exact projectile he specified. So this is just a lie. Did anything? Okay, wait, I missed one. I guess it's this paragraph. Let's see. In other words, the details weren't important. Okay, so forget that. And this is always the case in my experience. Yeah, my experience is you've always been wrong. You're wrong about every single thing you do, and everything you do is a cheat. You are a lying, thieving, cheating, thief kind of person. Those are the kind of people you admire. You pointed out with like it's some sort of funny thing that your friends, your mates, spit in other people's food. You're a disgusting human being. Just grotesque. Okay, so yeah, of course you don't get it. Okay, so I do the experiment he said was inconvenient for him to do despite the simplicity and importance. So again, you haven't done a single experiment in any way but sloppy and shitty. So it's, obviously I never suggested doing the experiment sloppy and shitty. You've never had proper shooting mechanisms. You don't even know. I had to explain to you, you know, that you have to, you know, you have to trigger your event carefully, okay? And you couldn't even figure that part out. And he is not happy. He's shown exact opposite happens. What your experiments show is that I'm 100% right. And the first video you published in this rude and obnoxious manner, you sit there and called it Gary's cheat when the experiment came out exactly how Gary said. There was no cheat involved. All right. So he blames the coins I used as projectiles. No, I pointed out that there's a thing called angular momentum, and you have to account for whether you're rolling the object or skidding the object. So I pointed that out. You're too stupid. Again, he hasn't even watched any of the videos where he is debunked. So this guy is such a liar. Even though he said any projectile could be used. So again, I'm basically said something simple. Well, you take some kind of mass and you hit it with some kind of force, a spring, and you eject it into a direction. Yeah, I'm saying yes. And he takes that to mean, well, use a piece of dog do and shoot it with a piece of cat poo. I mean, he's too stupid. So I do it again with the exact projectile he specified. Nah, that's just too stupid. Same result. No, and I did the experiment, and I didn't get your result, okay? So I already know from my own experiment, nowhere even close to 1.4, liar. So fuck you, all right? The whole reason why I've done any experiments is to debunk the ones you did, because you do them so poorly. You force them to fit your solution, and that's what clearly has been demonstrated in all your videos. You do whatever you can to force the outcome by filming them, cheating them, any way you can. Okay, you're just such a liar and a cheater. There's a ton of experiments he's never shown you because they came out the wrong way, and that's the fact. All right, he's still not happy. Now the wooden block assembly I made to hold the solder sucker spring launching device. Again, the wooden block, the whole thing moves, which is stupid. You obviously can't, you know, a launching device that's moving is not a good thing. You know, but the solder sucker is the problem, shit for brain. Oh, and he still can't get that. Spring launcher firmly in place, depending on which size ball the launching. Yes, it matters what size they are. It matters whether you hit the center of their mass. So you can't even figure that out, that if you hit them at an obscure angle, that you will launch them in different directions. So you're too stupid to even understand. You have to hit them through their center of mass. You can't hit the bigger ball at the same location, the same height off the ground that you hit the small ball, because you're not going to be hitting its center of mass the same. You stupid fuck. All right, anyway. It looked too complicated, unnecessarily complicated, suspiciously complicated. Yes, your launcher was all of those things. It was a pile of shit. You should have been a magician if I'm capable of his claims defending nature, every tiny little thing I do wrong in my experiments according to him. Yes, you do everything wrong. Every single experiment has a flaw in it. Because you're stupid. Okay, you're not very smart. Oh, anyway. All right. Oh, Jesus, it goes on and on. But no matter, so he sits in capital letters again, I have plenty of patience, so I did a third time, this time using Gary's own invention, the rubber band, sudden release, launch device, and I'm actually thanked him for the idea, but it worked better than ever. So that's another lie. I was astonished how accurate the results were. So again, he's astonished because it came out the way he wanted it to. Okay, but there was nothing perfect about his launching mechanism or the objects he was actually using being compatibly different in their masses. So I would argue that I was doing a better job because at least I was pushing objects that had the same center of mass by putting two balls. At least you're pushing them with the same center. But I still wasn't happy. I have no idea why. Well, this I made the video explaining why. I think he ran out of pathetic excuses. No, I made a video pointing out where the bullshit is in all your experiments, liar. Started saying I can't be true because it makes no sense. And changed the subject to bowling balls and cars. Well, that they are kind of important because they don't fit your argument. The fact that no professional bowler is taking advantage of the fact that there's more energy to be had by throwing a lighter ball is just a fact. And only a fucktarded moron would think a professional bowler can only throw an 8-pound ball 1.4 times faster. Only a retard would think that's true. All right, he seems convinced that Carr's xylophone. So he keeps doing this because I didn't say Constantina, or I didn't say squeeze box, or I didn't say some other thing. I used the wrong word for an instrument. This is really important to him. He's had to mention it 10 times now, at least. I mean, it's really important to him. Yeah, because my brain thought of xylophones, you know, things that do this, and the thing you play with the little fucking metal bangers. Yeah. Because I'm using the word xylophone, you don't get the idea that it's, you know, lots of little bits to it. But anyway, doesn't matter. Just too stupid. I mean, just so petty. Ugh, this is pathetic. I've tried showing him a picture of a... Why would I... Like, I understand the difference between these instruments, retard. Okay? All I did was misspeak. That's it. I called a poodle a dachshund. I mean, it's not a big deal. But trains do not. Anyway, so that's another instance of his inflexibility. I don't even know what that even... I don't know. No, it's another instance of just how petty a weasel you are. That you would think there's some mileage in you saying, ha ha, he thought a xylophone was a concertina. Anyway, he made up his mind the word... Oh, he's still talking about it. Oh, I won't even bother with it. It's just too so stupid. It's a mistake. Yes, it's a typo. It's a stupid little mistake. So what? I mean, it's just so fucking irrelevant. Oh, well, so long as I don't have to listen to too much more of his claims require evidence. Well, anyway, you're done for, okay? I'm still going to defeat you, and you're going to be shown to be the little weasel you are. And again, you're just be assured. You're going to be soaked in urine in the future, okay? You're going to spend, you're going to lie in wherever your ashes are. Yeah, maybe you could hide yourself somewhere from my wrath. But fuck you, cunt. You are such a lousy, weaselly piece of shit as a human being. And it gives me some satisfaction to know that, yes, the future will probably honor me by saying, yes, it is time to punish the guilty. And if you reward assholes, you'll get more assholes on planet Earth. So it's a good idea that people who fail dismally and fail for bad reasons, okay, it wasn't an honest effort that this turd made. He's not making an honest effort to win the day. He's cheating all over the fucking goddamn place. And that's all he is a liar and a cheater, okay? And he deserves what liars and cheaters should get. He should show all the other liars and cheaters that, no, we're not going to sit there and just give you a pass. We're going to soak you in urine, you fucker. I can't even respect him more than the people who get on their high horse and say I should ignore him completely. Well, what you should do is grow some integrity, but like your penis, that part of you will never get any bigger. He's an interesting fella, so long as you don't look too closely at his strange philosophies. So again, why even say this shit, okay, when the rest of your commentary is, you know, you can't call somebody the devil and then say, oh, he's a nice guy. That's bullshit, okay? So you're showing that you're the psycho kook. You shouldn't be giving people advice or talking about anybody's psychology or talking about their motivations when you can't even get this right. You stupid fuck. I mean, yeah, you're artistic, okay? You're a retard. You don't even understand that maybe retards could keep their fucking mouth shut because they're fucking retarded. You're retarded and you don't understand how social interaction works. Well, social interaction works is you can't kick somebody in the balls and then say, sorry, my bad, I didn't know what I was doing. Fuck you. All right, treat it separately from his science ideas. Oh, God, you're just such a fucking stupid, ignorant cunt. Anyway, but enough of that. All right. Yeah, so I don't know whether, you know, there's a whole bunch of gibberish between these morons on Franklin's original video, where they're talking, you know, dialoguing about photons, and I don't know whether it's worth reading all that crap, though. There really is nothing insightful in anything they have to say, so I will probably just take a pass on that. All right. So, enough of a video. So, it's a complete waste of time. Sorry, if you've watched this video, I should have told you. I should have warned you. Don't watch the video. Complete waste of time. I just for the sake of making the record clear, I had to respond to this horseshit, these lies, all these fucking morons. So, anyway, this has been AdraftPhysics.com. Debate physics, right? And he wants to debate xylophones and concertinas. It's, you know, the other instrument's the big one. You know, what do you call that? The big one. Unicorn? Unicorn. Xylophone? No. what the hell is the big one called? With the keyboard and the squeezy part? Shit. Well, anyway. Old fan plays one. Yeah, I don't remember its name. Is that important? I don't think so.